These are, I suppose, tell a very different or paint a very different picture, let's say, to the picture that's been painted, say, by Michael Creed and indeed the farm organisations over the last number of years. And the general view being put forward, say, by the minister has been that, you know, while there's undoubtedly problems with high levels of emissions from our beef and dairy sector, that it's a fact of life, and that since Ireland is particularly efficient at these relative to other countries, therefore we should sort of say, well, okay, we'll continue with high levels of production of beef and dairy, because if we don't do it, the other guy will do it, and he'll do it worse than us. So that's been, if you like, the Irish position for allowing ourselves, if you like, a free pass to overproduce in beef and dairy. So what the United Nations Food and Agriculture GLEAM study, what they did, well, the first thing to say is that the data that, as I say, the minister and others have been depending on, this is actually data that was originally compiled 15 years ago in 2004. So that data that you keep hearing about Ireland being, you know, particularly efficient, top of the tree, it's actually 15-year-old data. So what the first thing that the UNFAO do is they bring the data up to date. And the second thing they do is they apply what's called a full life cycle analysis. So in other words, they don't just look at what's happening, say, on the farm. They're also looking at the full life cycle analysis. So what does that include? Therefore, they also look at the inputs. They look at the impacts of the fertilizers, the other inputs that are coming onto the farm. And in Ireland's case, I think a lot of people are very surprised to hear that we're far from independent when it comes to feeding our herd. Our beef and dairy herd, I think it currently amounts to about 7.3 million animals. And that's it's a hell of a lot of large ruminants for one fairly small island. And basically, we don't grow enough. We haven't got enough grass in Ireland to feed all those animals. So to make up the difference, we import in a typical year about 3.5 million tons of feedstuffs, maize and soya and so on, being imported from countries like Brazil and Argentina. So, you know, what the UNFAO has done is they've taken those figures back in and they've added them to our ledger, because obviously that food is being grown elsewhere, but it's the reason it's being grown and imported is to fatten our cattle and to produce more milk. So therefore, that has now been added back to our ledger.